Hey, what's up, guys? It's Bill Baker.
Hey, what's up? It's Jessica.
And thank you guys so much for coming and listening to us right here on our podcast.
Be sure to check us out Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. on Power 101.7.
Tons of news and entertainment, prank phone calls, win huge prizes, question of the day with relationships, and so much more.
And don't forget to subscribe to our channel and get notifications when we upload new content.
Now let's check out another new segment on our podcast.
All right, a lot of stuff to talk about this morning. You know, people still talking about the Diddy trial verdict.
Yeah.
I mean, unbelievable. I think TMZ does a great job with Harvey and the crew. And Nancy Grace, we've always, you know, been fans of Nancy Grace, and we like her takes on things. And she was a guest on TMZ Live over the weekend.
Nancy Grace, never short on opinions. We can agree on that, right?
For sure.
We don't agree on a lot of things, but we definitely agree on that.
For sure.
We spoke to Nancy just hours after the Diddy verdict came in, and yes, she was outraged. One part of the testimony that I think is an X factor, as Harvey pointed out, we weren't in the court and didn't see this testimony. Nobody saw other than the jurors, saw the freak-off videos. And I'm wondering if you think that might have had a major impact on what they believed from Cassie and what they believed from Jane, because they saw these videos where they were, I'm guessing, freely and willingly participating. It seemed to the jury, participating in these freak-offs, and that might be why they didn't believe her.
I can't guess what was in their minds, but apparently, even though at the time the jurors looked away and looked disgusted, what did that really mean? I can't read smoke signals. I thought they were so disgusted by it because they thought it was violent. But you have just as much a chance of being right as I do. Maybe in their minds, they thought that Cassie Ventura willingly wanted to be beaten and thrown back in the pot of a freak-off having sex with three male prostitutes. Sure, I guess they did.
Okay, well, here's the deal. Even if we disagree on this, personally, I'm not sure you won't return the favor, but I'm not asking for it. I think your voice is so important, and I love the fact that it's loud and strong, and it has been for many years, and I really mean that. Whether we agree or disagree over the years, I think your voice has been super important in our society.
We agree.
So there.
She's not going to return that compliment.
You don't have to.
You know what, Levin?
What?
From the get-go, this was a David and Goliath. This was a David and Goliath going up against Sean Combs. At least the prosecutors slung the stone. At least they went out on the field and fought.
Nancy, I can't. I can't. They had 70 Homeland Security agents raiding two houses. David and Goliath?
Mm-hmm. That's what I said. When you go up against someone like O.J. Simpson or Robert Blake,
they had better lawyers. They had better lawyers.
There is a lot of goodwill on the part of the jury. It's hard for them to believe somebody they think they know would have done such a thing.
They convicted Cosby. They convicted Cosby.
Now, you know, I know that Harvey Levin and Nancy Grace are, you know, candidly going back and forth or whatever.
Yes.
But I happen to agree with Nancy Grace. It's like, it is almost like a David and Goliath type thing, because people kept saying Diddy has power. He has money. You're not going to be able to beat Diddy.
Right.
You know, he's going to get out of this, or maybe they would. Maybe a lot of people thought he was going to get taken down. It's just one of those things. So
I was torn the whole time wondering, like, which way is this going to go?
Man, this is just that's just unbelievable. So we'll definitely be following that. And then, you know, it's going to be how they're going to sentence him. The sentencing is coming up.
Yep.
So what is it? It's not till like
sooner
October
than
though,
later,
right? I mean,
I thought they were going to do something soon.
I don't think it's till October. But the other thing is that he wanted to get out, and I think he thought he was getting out on bail until his sentencing. And when the judge came back, he said, "No, you're not."
Right.
No, you're not.
No, you're not.
No, you're not. Yeah. And what was crazy is I heard a report.
He was crushed.
I heard a report. You know, he was relieved that I guess he didn't get, you know, charged with the more extreme charges. Mm-hmm. But as the judge, as they took a break after the reading or whatever, before the judge came back and gave his sentencing, after the reading of the verdict, the judge jokingly said something like, almost like you would think that he's going to let him out. Like, oh, I bet you don't want to go back to that jail. And Diddy was like shaking his head no. And the judge went back to his chambers and then came back and said, oh, well, you're going. So I don't know. There was hours. I heard that in a report. And in that same report, I heard, you know, the hours of, you know, testimony mm-hmm. of people saying that they feel like their life is in danger if he gets out. Yeah, had a big,
I did read that too.
You know, weighing mm-hmm. on the judge's decision.
Yeah.
So we'll definitely keep you up to date. It's a wild trial.
It is
definitely a wild trial. We talked a little bit about Texas. Over the weekend,
horrible.
What's going on there with the floods? President Trump expected to visit Texas after floods kill at least 82. Here's a story from News Nation.
News Nation's Tom Dempsey is at the White House for us now. And Tom, we've all been watching the administration's response to this as well over the long weekend. President Trump says he will be traveling down to Texas later this week.
That's right. Good morning from the White House, Markey, where President Donald Trump says he may travel to Texas as soon as this Friday to see the damage up close and personal from this tragedy in Texas. And his federal team is keeping a very close response on the emergency response to these devastating floods. We know President Trump has declared a major disaster declaration for Kerr County, Texas, activating FEMA, deploying emergency response teams to the state. And this morning, federal crews are providing boats, helicopters and drones, all to help squads in search and rescue efforts. According to the Department of Homeland Security, the U.S. Coast Guard has actually helped around the clock in Texas, flying helicopters as well as multiple C-144 airplanes equipped with thermal cameras to find any survivors. And with the emergency response still very much ongoing, President Trump saying Texas will get what it needs.
We're working very close with representatives from Texas, and it's a horrible thing that took place. Absolutely horrible. So we say God bless all of the people that have gone through so much, and God bless the state of Texas.
As mentioned, the Coast Guard has already been hard at work, and the Department of Homeland Security saying that the Coast Guard has rescued 850 people so far as part of these search and rescue efforts, Marky.
Yeah, so again, prayers going to everybody in Texas so far because of the floods. It's,
so you sad. Know,
82 casualties, so we'll definitely keep you up to date on that. Some other stories that people were talking about this morning. Waffle House. I know we don't have a lot of Waffle Houses around here, but people do know what Waffle House is. Mm-hmm. When they go out of town, they always, you know, pass Waffle House or whatever. They got some up north. Waffle House removed the egg surcharge that they added back in February. Oh. They've been charging an extra 50 cents per egg.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
When the price of eggs went up, I remember that.
What's up with that? A mechanic in Italy turned a 1993 Fiat into the world's skinniest car. It's less than 20 inches wide.
Less than 20 inches?
All right.
How?
I don't know. Before
how?
Something.
That's, I mean, what?
A little skinny car. How is it even possible? A study found teenage drivers spend 21% of their time behind the wheel looking at their phone.
Oh.
Please do not do that, guys.
I wasn't expecting you to
definitely
say that.
Definitely not a good look. Do not do that.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't do it. It's not worth it.
A study found using more emojis and text messages to your significant other might save your relationship.
Aw. I love using emojis. Do you like using emojis?
I mean, I do use them.
I feel like I use them a lot, maybe too much sometimes, because I want the other person to know, like, how I'm feeling.
I know I'm not like a chronic emoji person, but I know there are like chronic emoji people.
Yeah, like, I don't know. I think I'm so funny. Yeah. Maybe I'm not. It's probably more annoying, isn't it?
Definitely is annoying.
Yeah, it's annoying. I like it.
You shouldn't judge a book by its cover or a person by their tattoos. Yeah, a study found we judge people by their tats a lot, and judgments that we make are usually wrong.
Oh, yeah.
Crazy, right? And let me tell you, the new like generation coming up, they're getting more tattoos.
Yeah. Just FYI. Well, I was going to say, back in the day, years ago, I felt like people probably got judged for tattoos, but now I don't feel it's that way.
I think it's getting less, but still people do. So don't judge a book by its cover or a person by their tattoos. A new poll found cheap weddings are trending and big expensive ones are becoming less common. Mm-hmm. The three things most likely to cause sticker shock are the price of the venue, the photos, and the food.
Oh, and the food. Yeah.
The underwear brand, Shinesty offered American hurdler Chris Robinson a modeling contract after his junk fell out of his shorts during a Czech Republic race.
What, let me see.
I'm sure.
Is there a video, a picture? Well, is it trending?
It might be on that porn site you have on that work laptop over there. Yeah. They might have a celebrity.
Who is it?
They have a celebrity section.
And his junk fell out.
Yeah. You know, Jess, that porn site you look up.
Yeah.
Right on that work computer.
Yeah. Not getting me caught up over here.
A new mind reading AI. Yeah, how about this? Can predict what humans will do next with a shocking level of accuracy. So that's crazy.
Okay.
Also, a grandmother in England bought a rattle for her grandson and found a fingernail in it.
A fingernail?
Ugh. Here's the type of thing that they're talking about when they say life ain't fair. A convicted felon with a rap sheet that's 16 pages long recently hit the lottery in Kentucky for $167 million.
No way.
Crazy,
no
right?
No way.
Also, over 50 pounds of cocaine washed up on a beach in Florida.
Oh, geez.
And Del Monte Foods filed for bankruptcy, but it's just a debt restructuring thing. They're not going out of business.
Okay.
Just FYI. All right. So if you buy Del Monte, they're not going to be going out of business anytime soon. 9:38. It's a Bill and Jessica show. We got a 47 ABC update coming up, and we'll continue on the way.